two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, right here on KSL News Radio. Also, download the KSL Sports app. You can listen to our show anywhere podcasts are found. You can also click on the old podcast button on there, excuse me. You can get all the breakdowns, Utes, Jazz, Cougars, all of it. We've got some amazing colleagues who do such great jobs, some of the best in the business doing their jobs for us here at KSL Sports, and it's just awesome to have them as a resource. So if you haven't downloaded the KSL Sports app yet, you want to get some BYU Insider action from old Mitch Harper, boom, do it right there. Ben Anderson hooking you up with the latest of the Utah Jazz. I'm just so excited for the Jazz next season now. It's a very, very exciting time to be a Utah Jazz fan. To be a Ryan Smith. Oh, Ryan Smith showed up at the right time, didn't he? I mean, my heavens. I hope. What makes me, Scott, just as excited about the Jazz making all the moves is that Houston is imploding. Like, that makes my heart just as happy.
Yeah, you don't even need anything to happen for the Jazz, and Houston imploding is just, like,
yes,
the best news ever. Yeah.
And, you know.
Isn't that right, Jeremy?
Jeremy's very excited.
Yeah.
About Houston. Just,
you know what?
The
there's only one thing that would be better, and that's if the Lakers imploded. Lakers implode.
I just don't know. The thing is, how long do the Lakers stay at the top where they're at? You know what I mean?
Like, it's a one and done. that was a bubble experiment. No one really cared.
How long does LeBron go? I don't know what the, like, how long can, because NBA bodies, I'm trying to figure out, because Vince Carter was what? Was he 61 when he retired?
But you can play, but you're not like...
That's what I'm saying. You fall off pretty quick.
Yeah.
So
LeBron seems uninterested. He really does. He's kind of just like,
If you're LeBron, just figure out whatever it is to trademark your Taco Tuesday bullcrap and then move on, and we can just enjoy a more competitive West. All right. Kicking things off here, Scott, we've got... that time of the night where we jump into some NFL stories here. So why don't we just go ahead and do it? It's the NFL Roundup.
KSL's Unrivaled. The Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right. So when we got off the air last night and the Seahawks were... only up 23-21 on the Cardinals, I got nervous.
It felt like the first game they played.
I know, because they were close to going to half or going to overtime. I was so nervous about them going to overtime because I don't have any faith in that defense. The Seahawks defense ended up being the thing that bailed them out. They got a sack at the very end on Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray was not 100% health wise last night either. But I don't know. It's I'm excited about the NFL as usual. This weekend. And so if you look at so the NFL did this write up on their website on NFL.com. They talked about they have this three teams that are better than their record kind of list. All right, so here are the teams that are better than their record. The Los Angeles Rams at 6-3. I think that's a good record, though. And the Rams are not – here's the thing about the Rams. Their quarterback, Jared Goff, way too inconsistent for me to think to myself, oh, they're you know, way better. 6-3 is a really good record in the NFC. And in the NFC West, it's a really good record. So I don't know if I agree with that one. And I don't know if I agree with this next one, Scott. Tell me your thoughts on the New York Giants.
Well, can I tell you my thoughts on the Rams?
Well, sure. Yes.
Well, I think the Rams are about right. I kind of have an issue with this whole record anyways thing. I mean, I agree with it in one regard, but I don't necessarily agree with it in that you've got your record is what it is, Alex. I mean, you can say, well, no, they're better than that. It's like, no. I mean, if you're really going to do well in the NFL, you have to be honest with your record is what you are. And if you're trying to say we're more or we're less or whatever, it's just not how it is.
So the Giants at 3-7, their record is not quote unquote better than that because they've actually lost.
No,
all
they're
seven
not that
games.
Good.
That's what I think.
I mean, now, people are saying they're better than that. No,
what does
not
that
even
mean?
Close.
I mean, the reality is that the Giants are. I mean, they're in the worst division in football, and they've won two games in a row. So they are like they're at the top of the heap almost. I mean, the Eagles are 3-5-1. So technically, the Eagles have that edge, but they're also 3-7. And to me, whatever. New York is 3-3 in their last six games, and they've lost those other games by a total of 6 points. But I just don't care. I think that New York is one of these teams that's a little bit broken.
Losing by a few points or winning by a few points, what it means is you're just not quite good enough.
Okay.
I mean that to me just doesn't say, oh yeah, you're better. You're better than no. It's like. The good teams find ways to win games in those situations. And that's what I felt about the Rams is they're kind of figuring out how to win games.
Here's where I start to get offended. Three teams that are worse than their records. The Chicago Bears at 5-5. They have been – what they are is they're exactly what their record is because they went 4-1, and now they've gone 1-4 in the last four. And, so,
and you wonder about Mitchell Trubisky because this kind of started sliding off when
they got rid of him.
Yeah, and he may be ugly, but, I mean, Josh Allen doesn't necessarily do things pretty all the time.
Don't mean like his face is ugly. Oh, okay.
Well, no, I mean, like he plays ugly. Oh, okay. It's not pretty.
That's what my parents said to me. Look, you may be ugly, but your record is way better than –
Like Russell Wilson, when he throws a pass, it's pretty. It's got a nice tight spiral to it, and it's, you know, but it, you know, Josh Allen is
okay,
ugly.
Look, the Seahawks are on this list at 7-3.
I kind of agree with that.
Why? The thing is, I know they started out 5-0.
They have holes in their defense, and you look
for
at,
sure.
People are figuring out how to play Russell Wilson.
Well, but
right now.
But they didn't last night. They didn't last night. So when you say, "Well, people are figuring it out," this was the team that beat the Bills on Sunday, and Hail Murray with Kyler Murray's Hail Mary. And so, who cares? They still won in front of everybody on Thursday Night Football. Against a team that was six and three in their division.
You want me to make you feel better?
Yes.
I think Arizona's that way. I don't think.
Great. I feel better because
they're 6-4, and I think that's better than they actually are.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
Kyler Murray right now, if you really watch him, he's way too antsy in the pocket, and he throws. He right now he's kind of getting away with some throws. But that nervousness in the pocket is either he doesn't really understand what he's doing or he can't see.
Let me ask
maybe
you
maybe it's both.
So a lot of times on these Fridays, we'll jump into our silver and black attack. And here's what I wanted to – I'll mix it in with the NBA with our NFL roundup because we have so much on the show tonight. But this Chiefs and Raiders game, I really hope that the Raiders end up – pulling all those guys off of the COVID-19 list. They're all on the list. The 11 guys. There's 11 guys signed that are on the COVID-19 list for the Raiders.
It's like Ocean's 11.
But they're all
they're gonna rob a casino. That's why they're not playing.
That's not a play. So they have but they're all high risk or they're like all high high risk exposure. They're not.
I thought you said they're all high.
They're all high.
They're all high, and they can't play.
No,
this
they're
week.
At the high. They were at like a high risk or a high exposure
risk.
So they're not positive.
Be out.
No. They were not.
Just,
They were not positive.
Oh, they're quarantined.
They're quarantined because they were around somebody who had it. And so if they test negative on the day of, they can play, or the day before, they can play.
Yeah.
So if they can get all those guys back, because everybody wants to see a healthy Raiders and a healthy Chiefs game, this is going to be – this to me is one of the big ones of the weekend, because it has such big implications. The Raiders are a team who have worked back to that 6-3 record, and you can kind of undo so much of it. If you lose to the Chiefs, you are the one team who beat them this year, and the Chiefs can just steal all that momentum right back from you by beating you at your place.
Well, and the Raiders have had to deal with this already once, and they did a good job with it. And you want both teams at their best, and to find out who's the better team right now. The Raiders are a team that's on the rise. They've got some confidence. And you just don't want this game to go down to, well, yeah, but we didn't have, seven of our starters on defense. Sure, you're going to beat us. You really don't want that. But on the other side of it, they could come back to one another and play in the playoffs. And it could be a situation where the Kansas City Chiefs might get surprised because the Raiders are actually, whoa, this wasn't the team we saw in Las Vegas. And that certainly can happen. And I just want to see a good football game, and so I hope they're able to play.
My whole thing is with a game like this, and John Gruden is funny because he's kind of like, don't ask me any questions about COVID. But it will play a massive role in this game on Sunday. If they have 11 guys out, you're not getting a true shot as to what this game really looks like for the Raiders and the Chiefs, which would be a shame. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. Two-minute drill, wrapping up the show next. Stay right here with us a whole week, wrapped up into one small moment. Next right here on KSL News Radio, it's KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.